Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brienon, and this week we're looking at solar panels. Interest in solar energy has been growing steadily in recent years as the installation cost has come down and people have become more aware of the environmental benefits of renewable energy. So what's stopping you in going solar?
Saving up the money and putting it aside to invest in something like that.
Because they'd be too expensive. If I was younger, maybe, but not now.
The cost associated with it.
The price of it, really.
I have to admit, I don't have any first-hand experience of solar panels, so I met up with Tony Palmer. In the last few years, Tony gutted and rebuilt his home into an energy-efficient A1 BER-rated house, including, of course, the addition of solar panels. I started off by asking Tony how highly he rates them as an investment.
Yeah, solar panels are an excellent investment for somebody's house.
Yeah.
They certainly work. They reduce your energy costs. They're easy to install. There's a grant for them. There's very little argument against them.
Yeah. We were talking just before we started here about the stage at which you'd start to make your money back, because it is an investment. Even if there's a grant, there's an element of an investment there where you have to put money up to build, to get your solar panels onto your roof.
Well, a few things have changed in recent times, right? Typically, pre-COVID, pre-energy crisis, payback in solar was around about 7 years for your typical home.
Okay.
But things have changed since then, right? Firstly, energy costs have gone up.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means the payback is faster for this. Secondly, we've more heat pumps going to houses, more electric heating, more electric cars. And
yeah.
They also, because you're using more of the power in your roof, they will also reduce your energy costs and shorten your payback time. So as we transition to, you know, away from burning things and to kind of have a more electric heating, more electric driving, The value of this power you get from the solar panels would be greater. So the payback would be faster. If I was buying a new house now, and if there was an option to get a larger array on your house, I'd be pushing for that.
That could just be a chat with the developer.
It could just be a chat with the developer because, you know, for the extra 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 euros that would cost, you know, it's really future-proofing your house.
Yeah, against, you're saving yourself a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you decide to get an electric car down the line. You'll have the PV grid there on the house to power your car.
So you talk about that they'll charge the electric vehicle, they'll charge a lot of your electrical needs, especially during the summer months, because you've got so much coming in. But you can also be getting credit back or selling back to the grid, is it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing brought in by Eamon Ryan. Thank you very much, Eamon Ryan.
Yeah.
When you're not using the power from your solar panels,
right,
it goes back to the grid, as in it's back to the ESB. You're now getting a credit for that electricity you export. And that's in the region of maybe 20 cents, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less, depending on your provider.
Yeah.
So in the summer months, you know, May, June, July, August, where you're having maximum sunlight, you know, you're not really heating the house, you're not doing very much.
Mm.
A lot of power will go back to the grid. So that means now you get money for that power. You can bank that on your bill until the wintertime comes.
And it's that kind of element of control over your own costs, that you know what it's going to be like. You're not being dictated to by what's going on in other parts of the world that's changing the price of oil or gas.
Absolutely. I'm more in control of my own bills.
Yeah.
You know, like some guy, some dictator somewhere doing something. Why should that bother me and my electricity bills and my energy bills? You know, it's a bit mad if you think about it. We need to have more control over our own energy.
Mm.
You know, not be held to ransom by things that happen far away.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's control that people need to get back into their lives.
As it stands now, I'm running out of reasons not to have solar panels. I am now going to start having a proper look at how much they're going to cost and how I'm going to go about putting them on the house. But thanks very much for all your advice here today.
Thank you very much, Track.
For solar PV panels to work effectively, they need to be installed in a location that receives a lot of sunlight. In Ireland, this means facing south and being free from shading from trees or buildings. With the right location and type of solar panel, it is possible to generate a significant amount of electricity from the sun, even in a country like Ireland with its typically cloudy weather. Overall, they are a great investment for homeowners in Ireland. They offer a way to save money on energy costs while also doing your part to help the environment. Although there may be some initial installation and maintenance costs, over time solar PV panels can provide significant savings. If you're interested in installing solar panels on your home, consult with a professional to get started and make sure to check out the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland website seai.ie to get all the relevant information about the grants that are available to you. With the right planning and execution, going solar is a wise decision that will benefit you and your family for years to come.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.